Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own VA. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant, and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to season 3, episode 3 of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Davila, and with me always is Leanne Aremley, Bree BV, and Sydney Hubbard. Today, we're talking about VA investment milestones. If we look at hiring and working with a VA as an investment, what are some milestones to reflect on to judge whether you're getting your return on investment? That's the topic today. When we're looking at some milestones in the VA client relationship, I'm often telling clients to give a 90 days, 3 months, kind of build the trust, comfort, you know, get to know each other, cushion. That's kind of the first milestone that I would look at in whether a relationship is working or not. What might be, is there one that you guys look at that's before that 3 month mark?
3 months feels like a good time. Like, there could be some things that come up, whether there's just some differences in how workflows go or some conversations on expectations and stuff that happened before then that might need some adjusting. And if they can't find the flow, most of the time it's between 60 to 90 days that I'm like, okay, this is like something we can work with, or this is something that I don't know if we're a fit.
I mean, you know, in some relationships, and if we look at the VA client relationship, you know, some people celebrate 1 month and they're like, yes, we made it to the 1 month mark. And others are like, okay, that's too soon. Like, now you're a stalker. It's crazy. It's creepy. But not me. I promise. I don't do that. By the first 3 months, you should start to get a clear picture. Are you building ease? Are you fine-tuning those communication tweaks? Are you starting to build trust? Have you cleared at least one of your pain points? Leanne talks a lot about the initial pain points, the things that bring you to the relationship. So within the first 3 months, you should at least have some handle on that. Right, Leanne?
Yeah, usually the first pain point I always go for is a really quick one. So usually I know within a couple of weeks at most. But I agree, you don't know for sure until you're at like the 3 month mark. Sometimes what I've noticed is by about a month, I'm starting to get an inkling if it's going to work or not. And then I just let it go to the 3 month to see if it's just, you know, a communication problem that we've worked out, or if it's something like, you know what, we need to stop. But because I work on, you know, I try to pull the fastest, easiest pain point so they can get the feel of working with somebody. It's usually a week or two and they're like, yeah, okay, this is working, or, oh no, it's not.
Yeah. Trusting your gut instincts is probably key. And I think that works on both sides of the relationship, because sometimes the fit isn't right and it's clear right up front. You don't really want to like waste anyone's time, but sometimes you do have to cut, you know, your instincts are like, but let me try it out. I know Sydney was probably thinking that with me, because the first, I don't know, couple of months, I was really hoardish with my stuff. I don't know if I, you know, embraced the VA client relationship as strongly as maybe I embraced it later on. Sid, when do you think we kind of got into our flow?
I think that the first month or two, you were handing off a lot of work that you did for other clients. Mm-hmm. And so I think that once I started doing work, your work for your business, we kind of got into a flow with that. And I think I don't remember how what time mark that was.
Yeah.
But I think that the fact that you were handing off work for other clients kind of meant that you were still feeling some relief, even if it wasn't for your own business.
I think it's good though, like because you've gone through it and I've gone through it with my team and stuff, like it's good to remember that on the client side of things too, right? Sometimes it takes a little extra time because there's a process of learning what can you give up that doesn't feel good or feel like awkward or whatever. And it's a process of, oh, wait a minute, I need to pause in my day and get somebody else something. Or, you know, like, and so I find quite a bit in the beginning, a lot of it is kind of follow up and accountability as well, right? Like it's a new thing and we can't do it all without having some information. And I like to do a bit of a combination of like, what are the pain points that we can address right now, but also where are we going and how do we get in that direction? What are the pieces that we need to be considering? Because maybe what we're trying to put into action first doesn't make sense. So it's kind of like having those conversations and just like giving that space and grace and just reminding them like, it's okay, you know, like reassuring them, giving space and grace because it is a new thing, especially if they're new to having any support at all. And just to kind of understanding that and whether like some VAs don't want to be an accountability coach too, where you are always having to follow up with them, right? So also understanding and maybe setting an expectation, like I'll follow up with you 3 times. And then after that, I'm going to wait for you to come back to me or something like that. So that there's not that, am I just annoying? Am I being like, cause there's also that on our side, right? Am I just being a hindrance? Am I making you more stressed because I'm asking for this information? I don't want that either, but at some point I need some input and things. So helping find that balance.
I was grateful Cindy you stayed with me because it took a while to get to that mindset of I can hand this off and that's comfort. And oh, I need the accountability. Thank you for providing it. And why are you providing accountability? Like there was both sides. So it does take some time to ease into the mindset, especially when you haven't worked with someone before. Because I've worked with in collaboration with people, but never in that leadership manager type of role. I guess not in a way that I viewed the VA client relationship. You know, I've been a teacher and I've had an aide, but, you know, that's a little bit different, right? Even then I was like, well, I'm still just going to do it all because that's just who I am. So those first 3 months really just, it's a feeling out point. But I do want to point out that if it's just wrong, if it just feels wrong, like you know it's not the right fit and you've tried communication, you've tried a couple of different things to feel it out, it's okay to say it's not the right fit. In an earlier time frame, right? You don't have to stick it out if it's not right. So then I guess if we look at maybe quarters, right? That's 1 quarter of time. So within 2 quarters of time, you should have established some trust. You should be feeling more into it. It should be getting easier. You should be feeling some relief. But just know it could take 3-4 quarters. Like it could take a year before you really start to get into rhythms and flows and really know our communication works. This is really going well. I think I've heard this from clients to me because we've just come up on anniversaries, a couple of clients and me, and I'm like, happy 1 year anniversary, workiversary. And they're like, oh my God, it feels like it's been so much longer. So I think when the relationship is flowing and it's going really well, it almost feels like that trust builds
quickly or within the first quarters, you know, to where you're like, you get to the year mark and you're like, it's only been 1 year. How did that happen? Like, it feels so much longer. And my dad once told me, we moved from California to Florida and my sister made friends right away and I made no friends. And he's like, baby girl, you gotta give anything new 1 year. You gotta hit every season before you hate a place or don't like something. And so that kind of sticks in the back of my mind. Now, I will say in the VA client relationship, if it's not working, you don't have to stick it out, but sometimes it can take some time to really get into all of that flow.
I think some of that also depends on like what your budget is and how many hours you're working together in a month, right? Mm-hmm. If you're working 5 hours a month, that might take a lot longer to kind of get those flows and things into place because you kind of have to be at peace with your pace. And there's only so much you can do in that amount of time. Versus if you're doing like a 20-hour kind of working relationship with somebody a month, you're going to get into those flows and have those things come up way faster. And you might feel that ease a little bit faster, but that also depends on your budget and your comfort level, right? Yeah. So it kind of, I feel like, plays a factor as how much time are you working together to see how fast those flows come into place too.
Yeah. What did you say? Place of peace?
Peace with your pace.
Peace with your pace. I love that. I'm writing it down.
And that's okay, right? Like, yes. If that's your budget, it's still help. It's still support. You're still making momentum in that direction. It just might mean that it might take a little bit more time when it's a little bit more sporadic and things to get into those flows and to get those communication things going and stuff like that as well. Versus if you were working more one-on-one, right? If you were in a relationship with somebody who's long distance and you only see them once a month, it's different than if you're seeing somebody on a weekly basis, right? Like, it's similar.
Yeah.
I feel.
And I also think the type of VA that you have, and it could be wrong, but if you're just handing off projects and you're not investing in the relationship building collaboration piece, it's going to feel different, you know, where, you know, if you're just handing stuff off and you're not actually interacting, then there's not that comfort. You know, I mean, if the work gets done and it gets done great, yay, wonderful, that's amazing. And it also kind of depends on where your expectations are with what the relationship is supposed to be too. Because some VAs are like, just give me your work and I'm going to do it great, but I don't need to be your friend and we don't need to like meet for coffee when we're in town. Like, I just need to do your work. Whereas like, I am full on relationship building. I want to be your friend. Tell me about your kids. What's going on for your holidays? Like, I want that level. So I think that can also play a factor in how that comfort level sets in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I know that all of us have long-term clients, clients that we've worked with a year, 2 years longer. I know my longest client relationship was 7 years. And so I'm in it for the long term. I want to like see the growth of business. What do you notice from like year one to like year two in terms of investment milestones?
I've noticed between my shorter term clients and my long term clients, I think my longest one now who hasn't retired yet is coming up on 20 years. Yeah, it's been a while. Quite a few of my original clients have retired at this point. I got to see them all the way through. What I notice as they move on is it becomes a pattern. So it's like, okay, in January through March, we do these things. And then, you know, and it almost becomes a little easier because I'm expecting it. I know about how long it takes. I've done it before. The clients come in with, here, just do it like last year. And there's less instructing, if that makes sense. There's more of a, you know what you're doing, go. And that's kind of comfortable because I know it's coming. I know it's what to expect. I have one client, the 20-year client at this point, it's only at the end of the year that I really work with her, because everything else is just really piecemeal. But every year, right around the holidays, I get an email going, here you go, these are all the things I need. And it's funny, because I thought this year, oh, maybe she, you know, maybe she's not going to do that. And sure enough, one more time. Okay, we're going on 20 years. Good job.
Sydney, how does it show up for you? Because, I mean, I think we're at 3 years.
I think so. Almost. Something like that.
Something like that.
Go us.
Go us.
I think that I definitely agree with Leanne. I think the biggest thing for me is that I work out processes for myself. I know about how long things will take. And I think that's big, because with newer clients who are asking me to do things, I have a rough estimate, but it's not always like, yeah, I do this every week. It's about 1 hour every week, you know, something like that. So I think the biggest thing for me is I know how long it'll take me to do things. And I know when during the month or the week that I'm going to be doing them, I have time set aside. And I think for a shorter term client, or if it's something like I'm only doing one project for them, there's a lot less of that getting into a flow or a cycle. It's more like, all right, I'll do this thing, and then I'll pass it off, and then that's it. But yeah, I think coming to projects, and yeah, there's a lot less of here's how I want everything laid out, and more of like, I've done it so many times, I know how to do it. And I think even as a business goes on, there is some wiggle room, there's some leeway to that, to how things are organized, to how workflows go. Because I think as you go on, you learn how to make things better. Like for one of my clients, I was doing something weekly, and then I realized that I could probably just do all of it every month, instead of having to go back every week. So there's things like that where it's like, oh, I could do something like this instead of like this. And also, after I've done something a lot of times, I can write up a workflow for it, which helps me then do it faster the next time.
Yeah, I find it very similar to both what Leanne and Sydney said as well. I think it's also like, because you've been working with them and you get into that flow, you kind of figure out, like for me, I work with coaches and healers and consultants. So they usually have like things that happen every quarter, or events that they do on a regular basis, or things like that. So then I can start being like, okay, you know what? We need to start thinking like 3 months, you usually do this. Like I can get ahead of it and kind of be like, what do we want to, like what worked well last time? Is there anything that we want to change so that we can work on those changes well ahead of time? And you get less, like, you know, like you feel more prepared on both sides, and you get all these assets that are built that you can rinse and repeat or adjust, which makes it a lot easier. It also makes it so that you, like I said, you can assess what's working, what's not. And if there's something new that you want to add in, like what does your business model look like now? And is there a gap? Is there something that we've been having and we're feeling like, you know, maybe there's not enough of this one thing happening? What do we need to address with that? Because this is what it usually looks like. So you get a bigger picture and you can help support them in different ways.
Yeah. And then I think that's where like goal getting can real this. When we're with you for a long time, we can see, oh, we hit that goal. Or we can look back on the milestone projects or the timeline and we can go, all right, you wanted to get here. We got there. And look at how far we've come from that. We can bring in that reflection piece and that, you know, way back when you said this and it was just a seed of an idea, but now it's time to plant it and be that kind of reminder of like what you said. And because we're in it, we're watching it happen, we're helping to create it as you grow it, we can act as that kind of like, no, no, you really did come really far. See, like, here's a reflection piece. And we're already on track to get to here for that growth piece, that vision piece. And so, you know, when you're thinking about the investment in a VA, kind of having that in the back of your mind, like, do I want somebody more project oriented, or do I want somebody to help me with this long-term vision that I have? Because not all relationships were meant to last forever, and that's okay, right? Sometimes you need to kind of look at what point does it shift from, oh, this is really, really good, to maybe not so much, or, oh, we're really in it, and now we've got this great rhythm and flow. Let's keep going, right? And I will say that sometimes a project VA can turn into a long-term collaborative VA, right? And sometimes a collaborative VA can shift gears, and now you're like, oh, I gotta find somebody new. So I will say that those, when they make those shifts are like a big ship turning. It doesn't happen overnight usually. They give you plenty of notice. They should. And usually you can either say, oh, I'm still on course with you, or, okay, great, help me find somebody new. So I think we were talking about, at what point have clients let you know you were a good investment? And I think it can come at all points in time, right? You could be a week in and be like, you did it. That thorn in my side is gone. Thank you. You're amazing. Versus, oh, I don't think it takes a whole year is kind of what I'm saying. Do you guys have any, like, where you're like, oh, that came really quickly, or, oh, that took a really long time?
I think it depends on the client. It depends on the type of tasks. Like, if you're doing social media stuff, that's a long game thing. But like, I recently had a client who we started with in like 2 months ago, and she's like, already people are commenting on the shift in my social media, and I just signed 4 clients from my social media that you guys are doing. That takes a little bit more time, right? But it's like you said, if it's like something like an administrative thing or a client support thing, those things can happen a little bit quickly sometimes if it's an easier task, depending on what it is. And it also depends on how much you're getting. I couldn't have done those results on her social media if she wasn't helping me get that kind of thing out as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a two-sided relationship, right? I mean, we could give and give and give, but the clients have to give too. Both sides. One last question. Do you guys have any client milestones that you track? Says shaking her head. No.
I don't even know how long we've worked together, Rachel. I don't even know how long my business has been. I don't know. It's just all
high
happened.
High school senior. You're a high school senior.
As a high school senior.
How far has it been since I?
It's been like a couple, I mean, over 2 years, I guess. Which is wild.
I've just put the year. I put on my calendar. I do track the anniversaries, like the day that they sign and we, not the day we start, but like the day they sign the contract. That's the workiversary date. And so I put it in my calendar as like a recurring thing. But I have to put the in parentheses, the year, because I have zero concept of years at this point, right? People are like, yeah, that was like 2016. I'm like, so like a couple years ago? They're like, that's 8 years ago now. I'm like, wait. Sorry, we're in 2025 at this time of the recording. So how crazy is that?
I mean, yeah.
So anybody else?
We do have like ongoing tasks where we try to capture like, okay, this was your goals for this quarter. These were your goals for your year. And like, okay, these are the steps we've done so that we can. And then I have those tasks come up every 3 months so that we can be like, okay, where are we at? Where are we going? Are we still going in that direction? Have things changed, kind of thing? And to capture those things that we have completed, right? So you can kind of feel that momentum as you go. That's kind of a newer thing that we've been doing. But we do try to track like, whoa, like in the last year, how did things go or that kind of stuff too.
That's funny. I'm more like Sid. It's like, how long have I had this client? Oh, let me go back through my emails. When was the first time I sent them something? And I'm usually shocked at what year it was.
There's just one thing I wanted to add, if that's okay. It's like if you do decide that it's not a fit, and that's totally okay. And I think it's important to like collaborate on an exit plan though. Like, so it's not just like, okay, and we're done, right? Like making sure that you get all the assets that you got had paid for, like, did they give you, like, can you get access to all the images they made for you or the documents that were there? If they captured the process, can you get a copy of those? And maybe that's part of like the final package piece of what you get up. But then like, don't just let those resources and things that you invested in go. Those can be things that even if it didn't work with that person, you could take on to the next person and give you a head start.
Yeah. And I have trained replacement VAs. Like, I've trained the new one with the things that I've learned for that client. So, I mean, if you were to hire a new employee, that the one retiring would try to train their replacement. So I don't think it's out of left field to ask your current VA, to train or to put things in a process of, you know, like a video or something. I got videos from VAs that I replaced, but just be aware in terms of your budget and hours that is billable time for both. And if you're bringing on a new VA and your existing VA is going to train them, it's both hours.
But the other thought of that is, would you rather it be your hours or their hours? Like, if you are going to be the one personally training them, and then you would have to be the one training the new VA and things like that, is that where you want to invest your time? Or would you prefer the person who was currently doing it to train the new person so that it takes you out of it and you're still free to do other things?
You're saying the client using client hours to train the VA versus the VA training the VA.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Season 3, Episode 3, VA Investment Milestones. We hope you got a lot of great information out of this. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to any one of us or send us an email at heyvapodcast@gmail.com. We will see you next time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.